Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Well, we haven't had extreme heat today, but someone in Texas has died because of it. It happened in Dallas County. Health Department says the victim in her 50s did have some other health issues. This is the first heat death in Dallas County. The health director, Dr. Philip Wong, says there are serious health risks with these extreme temperatures. Once you remember, state, drink a lot of water, and even if you're not thirsty, the doctor says the Texas heat can get dangerous and real quick.
With more triple-digit days in the forecast, the Salvation Army of North Texas is continuing its heat relief efforts across the DFW area.
Heat is the number one related weather cause of death in the U.S. and affects homeless individuals as well as seniors and children are the most vulnerable. And so the Salvation Army provides cooling stations across the North Texas area. We serve six counties.
Major Rob Webb says the organization has 13 cooling stations in Dallas, Denton, Collin, Ellis, and Tarrant counties. He says people can stop by during the week from 9 to 5 for a snack, water, and for some relief from the Texas heat. There's a list of their cooling center locations on our website at krraldi.com.
And some people actually have to spend out time outdoors in this heat.
We're from Texas. We're used to it.
Well, maybe some people do, but that's not the case for everybody.
I had to take off all the clothes. Hot.
Kids doing okay with the heat?
Yeah, they're doing okay. You see them running.
They're running around. It's the grown folks. You would think the heat would drain and slow them down. They don't bother them.
Fact is, the heat can be dangerous, especially in a car. Find out how dangerous, I put a thermometer inside my car. In less than an hour, it heated up to a very dangerous 135 degrees. In McKinney, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Attorneys are making their closing arguments in Collin County. A judge is being asked to decide if Carmelo Anthony should be granted a new trial.
Testimony focused heavily on how the informal gentleman's agreement between prosecutor Bill Wersky and Carmelo Anthony's original defense team unraveled. The deal was designed to keep character evidence out of court and focus strictly on events that happened under the tent the day of the murder. The defense agreed, believing it protected Anthony from some unsavory texts he sent to an ex-girlfriend and others. But when the defense wanted Anthony to testify in his own defense, they claimed the prosecution went back on that deal and threatened to introduce the text anyway. They say it severely gutted their case. The prosecution said the defense was already breaking the agreement by talking about Anthony's stellar character, so they had to take the position they did. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Well, the governor is comparing Muslim-only wash stations at DFW and Bush airports to whites-only bathrooms. is now calling on the Justice Department to check it out.
Governor Abbott sent a letter to U.S. Attorney General Todd Blanche calling for an investigation, comparing Muslim-only bathroom spaces to whites-only bathrooms. Abbott adding that the DOJ has the authority to investigate and put a stop to these, quote, discriminatory practices, unquote. He's referring to the ablution stations Muslims used to wash before prayer. Two were installed at DFW in 2019 and the ones at George Bush 2 years ago. Texas Islamic groups quick to condemn Abbott, saying any travelers can use the washrooms regardless of their faith, and the comparison to whites-only bathrooms is a grotesque distortion of one of the darkest chapters in American history. From the 24-Hour News Center, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The race to be the next governor of Texas is tightening. The latest Emerson College poll has Greg Abbott up by 4% over State Representative Gina Hinojosa. Texas A&M and Fox polls have Abbott up by 1. Cook Political Report's governor's editor Jessica Taylor says these play a role in their rating shift.
Abbott has a significant advantage. We just shifted this from solid Republican to likely Republican, which means it's not in a competitive category yet, but it could become one soon.
Governor Abbott's not worried about this.
In the summer of 4 years ago when Beto was running against me, we were neck and neck in polls, and that turned out to be a double-digit win.
Abbott also holds a massive financial advantage over Hinojosa with a war chest of around $70 million compared to her $3 million.
Speaking of massive finances, Morgan Stanley officially picks Dallas for a major expansion. It's going to move 5,000 jobs to Texas within the next 5 years. Pick Dallas over Alpharetta, Georgia. Morgan Stanley is going to move into a new building where a Gold's Gym used to be on McKinney Avenue. Dallas City Council approves $18.5 million in grants and a major cut in property taxes over the course of 10 years.
A Texas court has slashed the $50 million judgment against InfoWars founder Alex Jones over his false claims that the 2012 Sandy Hook shooting was a hoax. That judgment dropped to $1.5 million.
The Texas ruling does not affect the $1.4 billion judgment against Alex Jones in Connecticut, but it's still a victory for him after he was found liable for damages for claiming Sandy Hook was faked by the government to tighten gun laws. The unanimous opinion of the appeals court in Texas was that the parents of a six-year-old victim of the shooting did not show evidence of harassment so egregious it would allow them to exceed the state's cap on damages. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts says construction of the ballroom project at the White House can move forward, at least for now.
This administrative stay simply says that everything is on pause pending further order of the Chief Justice or of the Supreme Court as a whole, which basically means that construction can continue until the justices say otherwise.
That's Stephen Portnoy. The appeals court blocked it because the project didn't have congressional approval. A couple of Texas oil companies are the first ones to sign deals with a new government in Venezuela. The foreign ministry there met with oil execs in Houston this week. Dallas's Hunt Oil getting into production contract to restore operations across a couple of oil fields. Houston's SLB Schlumberger will work on tech studies and health and recovery for their survivors.
And that salmonella outbreak from jalapenos isn't done yet. New numbers from the CDC show there are now 431 poisoning cases in 32 states, including Texas. That's up 86 from the week before. 57 people had to go to the hospital because of this outbreak since June.
You know, it would be nice if at some point maybe the focus in the WNBA would be on the basketball.
Well, I was going to say that last night's game wasn't exactly the game to focus on. But, yeah, I understand what you're saying, your point.
Well, I thought it was okay. I mean, the Wings won. They beat the Fever. And American Airlines Center, you had a full house, right?
Oh, my God, it was full. And the air was let out of that place when the Fever lost. It was like, oh, God.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God, dude. I saw a tweet that said, this is the WNBA in Dallas. And they were showing a panoramic view of it. Let's make no mistake about it. This is the WNBA in Dallas when Caitlin comes to town.
Well, Caitlin and now Sophie.
She was the star, and Sophie was the second fiddle, and that was it. I felt so bad. I really did for the Wings because that was not – that was a weak, weak home game. That felt like a road game.
Well, in terms of fans, I didn't realize. Well, I guess I should, given everything that's going on off the court.
It was – I was looking around, and the crowd there that was not the crowd that is at a normal WNBA game.
In sheer numbers, though, 20,297. Yeah, that is just a few hundred short of the Mavericks' biggest crowd ever at the AAC.
Oh, they packed them in.
So it was packed, but it's what happened before the game that's getting all the headlines.
Sophie.
Well, that to your point, they're chanting Sophie, Sophie, Sophie.
She was a fan favorite, boy. She was a favorite of mine.
Big
I didn't get to see her.
Did really?
I saw her at a distance because I was on the court for a second one.
I thought
she
got media credentials.
I did, but then afterwards, you know, it's not like they don't let guys into
the locker
room.
Well, I know that, but they bring him into the room.
No, they only did two, and they chose Kelsey Mitchell and the Lexi girl. I can't remember.
And the coach, right?
And the coach.
In there, but
I didn't even
so
get to see I saw Caitlin Clark, but I didn't get to talk to her.
Well, what you heard just there is from the rally outside the arena in support of Sophie Cunningham, who has been very outspoken about biological men who are now women playing in the WNBA and why she believes that's a bad idea.
At the AAC Plaza, Texas Values and others gathered in solidarity.
We don't want non-biological women incurring into their sports. They don't belong there.
Cunningham, following some backlash, doubled down, saying she wanted to protect young girls who, quote, shouldn't have to go against biological men.
We believe that women are women and men are men, and we love both, but that women should have their own spaces, specifically for sports.
The WNBA's collective bargaining agreement says the league is restricted to women, but has no specific language about gender identity or sex assigned at birth.
It's NBC5's Candace Sweat.
Currently, there are no transgender women playing in the W. Aubrey Campos, who joined us on Zoom, is Director of Education for Texas Latino Pride. She says Cunningham's statements miss the mark.
I don't think she's taken the time to sit there and ask anyone questions or ask a trans woman questions. How has it changed your body?
The recent debate prompted a response from the league, which said there are no immediate eligibility matters affecting the WNBA, and we strongly denounce the bad faith efforts to use these topics to demean or marginalize others.
And that comes from WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert herself, who was at the game last night.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
And made her first public comments on the issue.
I guarantee if they'd shown her on the screen, she would have been booed out of that building. And Ken Paxton was there with his daughter, who had an XYX. They didn't show him either, but he was there. I saw him walking in the back there as they were leaving.
I'm not surprised that he showed up for that rally.
But I'm telling you, man, it was it was a very fun night. Bad basketball. Paige Beckers and Caitlin Clark couldn't hit the broadside of a barn shooting. It was overwhelmingly Fever fans. I felt bad to the point where at the beginning of the game, they were introducing the girls on the Fever side, the starting lineup, and the guy tried his best to just run through them. At guard number 22, Caitlin Clark.
Big roar. Alexa,
and, oh, roar went through the roof for every time Caitlin got the ball. She scored only 10 points.
I see. You should cover it. It's not necessarily Fever fans. It's Caitlin Clark and Sophie Cunningham fans.
Yeah. It whatever, they were cheering for him, and that was it. And I'll tell you, the crowd was completely different. There are a lot of women that were dressed up that were kind of uptown girls, as I would say. Had their hair did, and they were looking like we're going out on a night on the town. They had stilettos, so it was like a place. It was an event, and I wonder what's going to happen when the Wings move in there next year. They ain't going to see no 20,000 again unless Caitlin Clark shows up.
Indiana comes to town.
And I hope Kathy Engelbert saw that, and I hope she understands, look, you got some here. You better start doing something.
Well, what she's probably looking at that and thinking, hey, see, we got a great product here.
I know, and that's the same thing. They did this. This is the WNBA in Toronto, and they showed people like 19,000, 17,000 people there. And it's like the WNBA in Toronto, and they showed people like 19,000, 17,000 people there. And it's like, nah, that's because Caitlin Clark was there.
That's right.
You take her away, you take Sophie Cunningham away, you take that traveling circus, bring in the people.
Yeah, bring the Mohegan Sun in to play a game, or bring, the Valkyries.
And the one thing, too, is
Minnesota Lynx, and we'll see what the crowd is. That's too bad.
I know it is, and I feel I could understand for the first time what the players were thinking. because you see Paige over there. She's got some people. She's signing some autographs. And then on the opposite end of the floor before the during the shoot around, there's mobs of fans all over Caitlin. And there's mobs of fans trying to get Sophie to sign, you know, protect women posters and stuff like that. And they're all doing it. Meanwhile, everyone's just walking off the court. No. And it's sad. But, hey, it's the way it is. It's all about the draw.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus. Your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.